Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is daf Lamed in Maseches Brachos, the 29th daf in Shas. The Gemara begins to discuss the halachos of someone who goes on the way, and ultimately we will begin to discuss some of the halachos of Tfilas Haderech. We had left off on Chaf Tes Amid Beis, 10 lines from the bottom, maybe a little bit, even a little bit less. Towards the end of the line, it's impossible to miss Eliyahu HaNavi. Towards about 8 lines from the bottom, Amar le Eliyahu le Rav Yehuda, Achva de Rav. Eliyahu HaNavi said to Rav Yehuda, Achva de Rav Sala Chizda, the brother of Rav Chala Chizda. Leitirtach veloitechti. Be careful not to come to Kass. Tirtach comes from the word lirateach, to heat up, and be careful not to sin. Lo tirvi v'lo techti. Also, don't get drunk and don't come to sin. Just like anger brings to sin, so too, when it comes to drinking, it brings to sin. Ukeshata yotze l'derech, and when you go out on the way, hamelech b'koincha. Ask Rishut from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'tzei, and then go out. May HaMelech b'koncha v'tzei, what does it mean to ask Rishut? Amar Rav Yaakov Amar Chizda, zu tefilas haderech. This is the tefillah that a person makes on the way. V'amar Rav Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Amar Rav Chizda, Rav Yaakov told in the name of Rav Chizda, kol ha-yotza l'derech, tzarech l'hispalel tefilas haderech. Whoever goes out on the way needs to daven the prayer of the wayfarer. The Gemara asks, "My tefilas haderech? What is tefilas haderech?" This is the girsa of the Gemara. 4 lines from the bottom. He rotsa milfanecha Hashem lekenu shetaylichenu l'shalom v'satzidenu l'shalom, to take me to peace. V'satzidenu l'shalom, my steps should be straight in peace. V'sismichenu l'shalom, and support me in peace. V'satzileni mikaf kol oyev, save me from any enemies. V'orev wild animals b'derech v'tishlach bracha b'maasi yadi, and give blessing to the actions of my hand. V'sitneini, and give to me l'chein u'l'chesed l'rachamim b'einecha, that I should find favor and chesed and mercy in your eyes. U'v'einei chol ra'ai, and all those who see me. Baruch atah Hashem shomea tefillah. If you'll notice, our tefillah haderech is not that different from that in the Gemara. Amar Abaye, lo'olam lishatef inish nafshe b'hadi tzibura. Abaye makes an interesting change. Abaye says, don't use lashon yachid, but rather use the lashon of the plural. Notice, 3 lines from the bottom of Chaf Tes Amud Beis, we had shetol licheini l'shalom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take me l'shalom, me personal. So, Heichinema, so Abaye is going to suggest something slightly different. How should you say it? 2 lines from the top on Lamed Amin Alfi. Yiratzim milfanecha Hashem lekenu shetoy licheinu l'sham. Take us to period. Says the Gemara, 3 lines from the top. Emas matzli. When do you say this tefillah to the saderech? Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chizda, Misha shemahalech baderech. At the time that you're already on the way. Ad kama, how far do you have to be on the way? Amar Rabbi Yankov, Amar Rav Chizda, ad parsa. You need to be a parsa distance into the way. The distance of a parsa, according to halacha, 4 mil is less than 4 miles. A mil is approximately 3/4 of a mile, or 8,000 amos. That's the distance of a parsa. We also had that in the Gemara on Daf Tes Vav. So we need 8,000 amos into the trip. It continues, v'hechi matzula, and how are you supposed to be positioned when you say the tefillah? Rav Chizda Amar Mu'umad, Rav Chizda says you're supposed to be standing. Rav Sheisha Amar Afilu Mahalech, Rav Sheisha says even if you are in movement, that's okay. Rav Chizda Rav Sheisha's Havik Hazla B'Urcha. Sheisha's and Rav Chizda were once going on the way. Kam Rav Chizda V'Kamatzla. Rav Chizda got up and he said, Tfilas Haderech. Now Rav Sheshes was blind. Amar le Rav Sheshes l'shamei, Rav Sheshes said to his helper, his assistant, Maikavid, what is Rav Chisda? Maikavid Rav Chisda, what's Rav Chisda doing? Amar le kai umatzle, he's gotten up to daven tefillas haderech. Amar le, so Rav Chisda said, ukminami liyadi v'etzli, miyos tov al tikre ra. This is the expression that is also found in Bava Kama. If you could come across good, al tikri ra, don't come across bad. In other words, Rav Sheshes is saying the following: I don't hold that the halacha is that you need to stand for tefillas haderech. And really, I could sit. But you know what? People are going to think that I'm doing wrong. Miyostav al tikri ra'a. If you could come across as being good, don't put yourself in a position where you look bad. This concludes a very brief Gemara about Tfilas HaDerech. There isn't a lot in the Talmud. Bezer Hashem in the Halacha section, we will try to discuss some of the Halachos of Tfilas HaDerech. On the previous summit on Chav Tesam at Beis, in yesterday's Daf, we had learned that there is the Tfila of Havineinu, as well as Tfila Ktsara. The Gemara had told us on the bottom of Chav Tesam at Aleph, that there is a tefillah where we daven the first three brachos of Shmona Esrei, then a beautiful abridged version of all of the intermittent brachos, all congealed, if you will, into one bracha, and then another final three brachos. And then the Gemara describes that someone who goes on the way, on the bottom of Chav Tesam Beis, three lines into the wide, that someone goes on the way, he davens what's called a tefillah ktsara. And that tefillah, the way we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, starts out, Tzarche Amcha Yisrael Merubin, that's 10 lines from the bottom, and we ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help for Parnasa, and that also concludes with Shomea tefillah. Asks the Gemara, Amid Amid Aleph, 12 lines from the top, Ma'ika Bein Havineinu L'Tefillah Ktsara. What's the difference between the tefillah of Havineinu and tefillah Ktsara? The Gemara answers, Havineinu boi letzluye gimel kamay svigimel mespraisa, v'chimati lebeisei loy boi lahader letzluye. When it comes to Havineinu, that has three brachos before and three brachos after. When you come back to your house, you do not repeat the Shmona Esrei. B'tfila ktsara lo boi letzluye lo gimel kamay svigimel gimel mespraisa, v'chimati lebeisei boi lahader letzluye. But when you come back to your house, so then, in such a case, you need to repeat it. In other words, it's not considered as if you're a Yotzei Tfila. Rashi explains that the reason that it's not considered a Tfila and you wouldn't need to repeat it again is because you didn't daven any Tfila from the Yud Ches Brachos. When it comes to Avineinu, you've got the three bookends on both sides, and you've got concise all of the intermittent Brachos. Hence, you don't need to repeat. In contrast, the tefillah of Ktsara, then in such a case, you need to repeat. Says the Gemara, V'hilchas Havineinu Mu'umad, tefillah Ktsara, Bei Mu'umad, Bei Mahalach. Then when it comes to Havineinu, that's done standing. Tefillah Ktsara could be done both standing and on the way. In yesterday's Halacha L'maisa portion, we pointed out Halacha L'maisa, the Ber Halacha and the Aruch HaShulchan say that we do not say Havineinu Bizman Hazeh, but tefillah Ktsara, Rav Nevinsal argued, still exists bizman hazeh. 20 lines into Lamed Amid Aleph. Hayu roichev al hachamor. We had learned in the Mishnah that someone who, on Chavches Amid Beis, that someone who is riding on a donkey, so then in such a case, the Mishnah says, let's turn back to that Mishnah, three lines before the end of the Mishnah, Chavches Amid Beis. Hayu roichev al hachamor, yored v'hispalel. If someone's riding on a donkey, he should get down and daven. But if he can't go down, the Mishnah said, Yachzer is panav, he turns his head to Yerushalayim. When we learned the daf over there, we suggested a novel pshat about why that's enough. Simply putting one's heart towards the Beis HaKadosh HaKadoshim, that is going to be enough. The Gemara quote now quotes a braisa. Back onto our Gemara and Laman Amal. Panarabon, how you roichev ala chamor. If someone is riding on a donkey, v'igiyaz man tefila, and the time of davening arrives, im yesh lo mishi yochez es hachamor, if he's got someone who could grab a hold and stabilize the donkey, yared lamata v'yispalo, then in such a case he should go down. Vimlav yeshev mikomo v'yispalo. If he doesn't have someone, he should rest in his place, he should stop in his place, sit in his place, and daven. Rebbe Omer, ben kach u ben kach, yoshev b'mikomo v'yeshev b'mikomo v'yispalo, lefi she'en daitoi miyusheves alav. Rebbe disagrees, and he says there's no advantage of getting off the horse, because at the end of the day, he's in the middle of traveling, and he's not going to concentrate. The Gemara concludes, Amar Rava v'itemer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, halacha k'Rebbe, we follow the opinion of Rebbe, there is not a chiyuv to get off the horse, because anyhow, he won't have any greater concentration. The Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan, Suma, umi she'en yoch l'chavin es haruchos. If someone is blind, and therefore he does not know to look up at the sun and to figure out which way is east or to figure out which way is Yerushalayim, and also someone who's not capable of figuring out the directions, so then yechavin libo keneged aviv shebashamayim. All he has to do is direct his heart to his father in heaven. Shenemar vispalu el Hashem. As the Pasuk says, what's the most important thing? Vispalu el Hashem, that he's focusing towards davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he's standing in Chutz La'aretz, Yechaven es libo keneged Eretz Yisrael. He should focus his heart towards Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar v'hispalu elecha derech artzam. They prayed to you, the Pasuk in Malachim said, through your land, through Eretz Yisrael. It is absolutely amazing if you notice the parallel over here of the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that someone needs to focus his heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but if he's in Chutz La'aretz, he first has to focus through Eretz Yisrael. It seems that without focusing through Eretz Yisrael, the person does not have the ability to go directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it seems. The Gemara continues, Hayome b'Eretz Yisrael l'chavin es libo k'neg Yerushalayim. If he's standing in Eretz Yisrael, he's got to focus on Yerushalayim. Shenemar v'espalo Hashem derech ha'ir asher b'charta. Hayome b'Yerushalayim l'chavin es libo k'neged Beis Hamikdash, Shneimer v'espalu al habayis hazeh. This, by the way, all these psukim are referencing to the tefillah of Shlomo HaMelech in the inauguration of the Beis Hamikdash. Hayom beis Hamikdash chaven eslibo kineged beis kachi hakadoshim. Shneimer v'espalu al makom hazeh. They will pray to you in this place. That is in the kachi through the kachi hakadoshim. If he's praying in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he should have his heart correspond to the Kapparis. If he's on the other side of the Kapparis, so then he should daven as if he is standing in front. The Rashash takes out the word base for Kapparis, but rather he says, Yechavin es libo keneged ha-kaporas, that he is having his heart towards the kaporas, that is the cover of the Aron. Hayomer achore beis ha-kaporas, or if you take out, like the Rashash, the word beis, yiro atzma ki'ilu lefnei ha-kaporas. He views himself as if he's mamish standing in front of the Aron. This last line, Hayomer achore beis ha-kaporas, means that he's standing on the other side of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he views himself as if he's standing mamish in front of the Kapporet. Nimsa, what emerges is, Omei b'mizrach, that someone who's standing in the east, machzir panav l'mayriv, should turn to the west. In other words, if he's standing on the east side of the Beis HaMikdash, so then he should face to the west. B'mayriv, if he's standing in the west, machzir panav l'mizrach, then he should turn his head to the east. Similar today, when we daven at the Kotel corresponds, the Kotel HaMaravi corresponds to the closest area to the west of the Har HaBayis, as it's called the Kotel HaMaravi, so then we face in the opposite direction, and that is east. We face the Kotel HaMaravi by facing east. Machzir panav l'mizrach. Bidarom on the south, machzipan of Litzafon, then he'll face the north. Bitzafon, machzipan of Lodar. Nimtza, call Yisrael, Mechuvanim, Esligo, and Makamechad. All of Klal Yisrael is facing towards the same place. Amar Rabbi Avin v'itemer Rabbi Vina, Ma'ikra, what does the pasuk in Shir HaShirim mean? Kimigdal David Savarech Banu L'tal Pios Tel Shekol Pios Panim. The Gemara, when it asks the question, Ma'ikra is asking, what pasuk is the source for all of this that all of Klal Yisrael is going to be looking towards you? What is the source? This pasuk in Shir HaShirim, that the Migdal David is Savarech, is like the neck of Klal Yisrael, is the highest point. Banui l'tal pios, so Chazal darshan tel pios, that it is the mountain of the mouth, that all of the mouths are ponim, are turning to that place. The Gemara continues three lines into the wide. Avuah d'Shmuel v'Levi, the father of Shmuel and Levi, kavabol lemefek liurcha, when they were going out to the way, havemekadmi umatzli, they would make it their business to daven first. V'chi avimotiz man kriya shma karu, and when kriya shma came, the time of kriya shma came, they read. Ask the Gemara Keman, who are they following? Ki ay tana, it follows this time. Tana, the sanya we learned in a brayso. Hishkim lotzeis l'derech, when it's time, valosa shachar, and a person has got to go on a trip after alos hashachar, and he knows that once he's on the road, he's not going to be able to be mekayim the mitzvahs hayom. Let's say it's sukkis, he won't be able to shake a lulav. So the Mishnah says, the Braisa says as follows: Mivian lo shofar, they bring for him a shofar, vitokea, and he blows. In other words, the area where he is, he takes the shofar there, even though it's not yet nates, it's after alos. Lulav uminane, or he takes a lulav and he shakes. Megillah vikarebo, he takes a megillah and reads. Ukishi gia zman kriyashma kore, and when zman kriyashma comes, so then he should read Kriyashma. What about a different case? A case in which he's getting up at the time of Alos HaShachar, but he's going to be sitting in a wagon or in a boat where it's going to be hard for him to concentrate. Hishkim Leshev Bikaron, he gets up at Alos HaShachar to sit in a wagon, Obasfina, or in a boat. Mispalel, he should die prior to Neitzachama, after Alos, before he goes on his travel in the boat or in the wagon. However, when it comes to Kriyashma, wait. Ugishi gives my Kriyashma koire. And when Zman Kriyashma comes, then he should read. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, I'm a benkach u benkach koire Kriyashma umispalel, kidei shi yismoich gu'ula litfila. Whether he's gotten up to walk on the way or whether he's gotten up to travel by boat, he should wait for the Zman Tefillah, says Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and then say Kriyashma, and afterwards daven, because if he doesn't wait to daven until after Kriyashma, he will not fulfill the inyan of Smichas Gula L'Tefillah. So analyzes the Gemara seven lines before the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Amud Aleph, about 12, 13 lines from the bottom of Lamed Amud Aleph. B'maiko Miflagi, what is the dispute between Rav Shimon ben Elazar and the Tanakama in regards to whether he should daven before he goes on his way or not? Gemara says, Mar Sovar, one holds tefillah me'umad adif. The Tanakama holds that it's better for a person to daven standing. Since it's better to daven standing, so then what's preferable? What's preferable is daven first, before you say Kriyashma. Umar Sovar Mismach Gula Latfila Adif. And the other Mandomer holds that it's better to be Somech Gula Latfila. Since we like to emphasize the Halacha L'Maisa, even though there's not the Halacha L'Maisa section, in Simin Pei Tes, Sif Ches, on the Shaila, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Mandomer who says Tfila Mu'umad Adif, hence, B'Shas HaTchak, it would be better to daven first, standing, before one gets into the wagon. I was about to say car, but that would be an interesting corollary. Before one gets into the wagon, and then say Kriyashma at the appropriate time, and to forego Smichas Gula L'Tfila. As the Mechaber concludes, Simin Pei Tes, Hachi Odif Tvei, She Yispalo Beis HaMi'umud, Mimashi Yispalo Bizmano. Mirtei Hashem, we will elaborate on this in the Halacha Lemaisa section and apply it to traveling in a car, as I slipped before, as well as the big shaila of davening on airplanes. Gemara now goes on to describe other instances where Amorayim davened earlier. Mereimar umar zut rahavu mekanfibei asora b'shabata deregola. Shabata deregola, Rashi describes, is the Shabbos before the regalim, where the Rabbanim, and in this case Mereimar and Marzutra, used to darshan before the Am for the halachos and the spirit, and explaining the spirit of the day. So they would gather together 10 people and then daven, v'hadar nafka l'pirka, and then go out to the drasha. Rashi explains the other people, when they would come to the drasha, when the time for Zman Kriya Shema came, they would go to the side and read Kriya Shema. However, the darshan wasn't able to do that. Hence, they got a minyan and they davened before. Rav Ashi would daven at the same time that the tzibur was davening, but he was davening biyachidus alone, umiyushav, and he was also sitting. Rav Ashi also had the problem of Mreimar and Marzutra. However, he had the following luxury. Rav Ashi, when, as Rashi describes in Dimura Maschel, Rav Ashi had a meturgamon, someone who would say over what he was saying to others. Rav Ashi did not daven beforehand, but rather what he would do is stay in the spot where he was teaching and then repeated by the meturgamon. While the meturgamon was repeating and the tzibur was davening, it seems that the tzibur would daven at different times, then Rav Ashi would, at the same time, without getting up, say Kriya Shema and Tefillah. Why didn't Rav Ashi get up? Rashi explains that he did not want to disturb everybody. It would cause a commotion, and everybody stand up for him. Continues the Gemara, Kiava, also the Beis, when he came to his house, Hadar Matzlim Umet. Then he would daven standing. Amri Le Rabbonon. The Rabbonon said to Rav Ashi, V'la'avin ma'am kimrei maru marzutra. Why don't you daven early like Meimar Mazutra? Amaluhu, he said to them, Trichali Milsa, it's very difficult for me to daven before I've even gone for the drasha. Asks the Gemara, Vula Avin Mar Kavua de Shmuel Velevi, but why didn't you do like Avua de Shmuel and Levi, that they, we learned above, at the beginning of our Gemara, three lines into the wide, that Avua and Shmuel, what they would do is they would daven after Alos HaShachar, and then only after the Zman of Misha Yakir or the Zman of Kriyashma would they say Kriyashma. So why don't you, Rav Ashi, do like Shmuel and Levi? Rashi explains that even though we already got through saying that there is an advantage of Smicha Geula L'Tfila, nevertheless, that does not apply. Shmuel and Levi weren't violating that rule because it was before the Zman of Kriyashma. Hence, there is no chiyuv whatsoever to be somech geula l'tfila. However, Rav Ashi did not accept it. Amar Luhu, he said to them, Lo chazinu l'rabbanan kshishi minon de'avid hachi. I didn't see the chacham who were zekanim to do that, that they did not follow this suggestion of davening tfila early, after Alos HaShachar, and then only then learn saying Kriyashma. The Mishnah continues, Be'ezer Hashem, six lines from the bottom on Lamid, Amid Aleph. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah Omer, Ein Tfilas Hamusafim, Ela B'chover Ir. Chover Ir is a Mishnaic description for what we call the Tzibur. Tfilas Hamusaf should only be davened with a tzibur. One would not daven tefillas musaf without a tzibur. The chacham disagree, and they say whether there is a tzibur or whether there is no tzibur, one davens musaf. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Elazar ben Azariah, Kol makom shiyesham chever ir yachid poter mitfilas musaf. And according to the position of Elazar ben Azariah, then any time there is a tzibur that is davening, so then in such a case, there isn't a chiyuv on the yachid. tangentially, at times when there is a chayvas hatzibur, and therefore a yachid is not necessarily obligated in doing it, as long as a tzibur is doing it. For example, there was a celebrated machlokes achronim, whether the chiyuv of kriyas hatayra on Monday and Thursday is a chayvas hatzibur or a chayvas hayachid. And if you held it's a chayvas hatzibur, then a yachid does not have to make sure to hear the kriyas hatorah. It's well known that Reb Chaim of Brisk disagreed with his mechutin, Reb Elia Feinstein, and felt that it was a chayvas hayachid and not a chayvas hatzibur, and therefore the fact that there was kriyas hatorah will not abdicate the individual's responsibility. And this is brought out, again, from this Mishnah, because the Mishnah said that if, according to Reb Elazar ben Azariah, if it's a chayvas hatzibur, then the yachid is patur when the chever ear is davening. The Gemara makes a very astute point right off the bat. Four lines from the bottom, the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yehuda, hainu taina kama. What's the difference between where Rabbi Yehuda quoted the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said the chiyuv of Musaf is a chiyuv, is a chovas hatzibur. Then Rabbi Yehuda says that a yachid doesn't have to daven when there's a tzibur. So what exactly is the difference between the two? The Gemara fleshes out. Ikemi nayu, yachid shalo bechever ir. The nafkamina would be, what happens if you have a yachid and you don't have a tzibur davening? Tanakama sava potter, the Tanakama holds that you're potter, that the only time you daven is with a chever ear. According to Reb Yehuda, the only time a yachid is potter is when the tzibur is taking care of their obligation. If the tzibur is not taking care of their obligation, so then in such a case, the halacha is that they're going to be chayiv. The Gemara continues to flesh out this question of what happens if you have a individual who's capable of davening musaf, but there is no chever ha'ir. There isn't a tzibur. Amar Rav Huna bar China, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Rav, halacha k'Rev Yehuda, shamar Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Elazar. We follow Rabbi Yehuda, the last opinion that says that if there is no tzibur davening, then there's a chiyuv on the yachid. Amar le Rabbi Chiya bar Rav and Shapir ka'amrit. You said, well, that the halacha is, Rabbi Chiya bar Rav said to Huna bar China, you said, well, that the halacha is that when there's no tzibur, the yachid has a chiyuv. The Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel said the following. We're going to deduce the halacha from Shmuel's observation about his tefillas musaf. Miyamai latzil metzilusasa de musafin. I never daven the tefillah musaf bi yachid bin Nahardah when I was in Nahardah. Levar, except, and this is a critical point, Mayu Yoma from this day, Dasa Pulmusa de Malka Lamasa. Pulmasa was a warrior, Rashi explains, from the king. He came to the city, Vitrun Rabbanan, and he bothered the Rabbanan, Velo Tzalu, and they didn't daven Musaf. Vitzalu li bi Yachid, and I daven bi Yachidus, Vavoye was a case of Yachid Shelo Bechever Ha'ir. So we see from here that if you have an instance where the tzibur is not davening, so then the yachid should daven. The Gemara begins to sort out how we paskin la halacha three lines from the top. Yosef Rabbi Chanina kra kamei de Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Chanina was known as a baal mikra who was sitting in front of Rabbi Yanai. V'yosef ekamar halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda shamishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And he said that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, as we had seen earlier, who had quoted the position of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah.
What else do you need besides your two programs? Your feed was working okay?
No, that also, no.
I told you what you need to do. There are two things, right?
Yeah, I tried. You try. You just check it out. See if it's worked well again, and then I'll keep you posted.
I don't know. I don't understand why. I never saw this. I never had such an experience.
Amarle Rabbi Yanai responded, Pokra karachlibra, take your learning outside. In other words, take your kriya outside. Your kriya is not correct. The ain halacha k'Reb Yehuda shamishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because halacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda, who quoted in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So now we have different Amorayim reporting different things. The Gemara continues 10 lines from the top. On Lamed Amud Beis. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Ani Reisis Rabbi Yanai, Tzali, Vahadar Tzali. I saw Rabbi Yanai that he davened twice. Rashi explains it means that he davened Shachris and he davened Mosef. And that tefillah was taking place b'yichidus. Since that tefillah was taking place b'yichidus, that's a raya also that we do not follow the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Maybe you can't bring a proof. Maybe the first time he had davened Shachris, he didn't have kavanah, he was repeating Shachris. See what a great man you are testifying on, that you are suggesting, you are talking about Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan would most definitely have been made precisely. And if that was the issue, Rabbi Yochanan would have noticed that he was repeating Shmon Esrei because he wasn't mechaving on Shachris. The Gemara continues 10 lines from the top on Lamed Amid Beis. Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi, afagav dehavilu, tleisar b'nei beknishta b'Tveria. Even though there were 13 shuls in Tveria, lo avimatzo ela b'nei amudi, they would only daven between the amudim of where they would learned. Hechadavi Girsa, where they would learn. Itmar, Rav Yitzchak bar Avdim Mishum Rabbeinu, Amar Halach Rabbi Yehuda Sham Mishum Rav Elazar ben Azariah. The Gemara concludes over here that the halacha follows Rav Yehuda, who I quoted the name of Rav Elazar ben Azariah, that the halacha is that if the tzibur is not davening musaf, then there is a chiyuv on the yachid. Rav Chiya bar Abba Tzali v'hadar Tzali. Rav Chiya bar Abba on the day of Musaf davened twice. As we will see from the Gemara, this was the case of Rosh Chodesh. He davened twice. Rabbi Zeri asked him, why? Amalei Rabbi Zeri, my time of in Marachi. Why did you repeat your Shmona Esrei? Ilei ma mishum delo kivei mar daite. If it's because you didn't have Kavana. And we're going to see later on that the halacha is meikur d'dina, someone who doesn't have kavanah is not yotzei, as the Rambam describes in Perek Dalet and Perek Tes of Hilchos Tefillah. Va'amar Rabbi Elazar la'olam yimod adam esatzmo im yachol chaven es libo yispalal. A person should measure himself to see if he's able to daven vim lav, and if he's not able to concentrate al yispalal, then he shouldn't have daven in the first place. If you daven, Rabbi Chiya says Rabbi Zera, must be that you decide that you be able to be mechaven. Ella must be a different pshat, says Rabbi Zera. Deloit gemar deresh yarcha. You didn't mention Rosh Chodesh. You didn't mention Yal v'Yovo. V'atanya, but didn't we learn in a brisa? You don't have to repeat for that. Tov lo hizkir shel Rosh Chodesh ba'arvis. If you don't mention Rosh Chodesh at Ma'ariv, emach zirin osa, you don't repeat. V'nei sheyachol omer b'shachris. Because you're able to repeat it, you'll be able to say Yal v'Yovo in Shachris. B'shachris ein machzir nosa. B'shachris, you don't go back. B'shachol omer b'musafim. Because you could say it in Musaf. Needless to say, or maybe it is needed to say, la'halacha, we don't pass in this way for a yachid. B'musafim ein machzir nosa. But for Musaf, you don't have to go back. B'shachol omer b'mincha. So why did you need to go back? Amalei lav itmar lo omer Rabbi Yochanan b'tzibur shanu. Rabbi Yochanan taught us that all the above halachos are only talking about a tzibur. So then, in such a case, by a tzibur, you don't send the fellow back, as Rashi explains, because ultimately, in Chazar Sashatz, you could have mind to be yotze. Rashi quotes a Bahag, who gives a different pshat, who says that the reason you don't go back is because it will be a tircha the tzibura, that they'll have to wait for you. However, a yachid, that doesn't apply. We have a few more lines before the end of the fourth perek. The Mishnah had told us that there's a tefillas musaf that is mentioned after Shachris. If one is davening tefillas musaf right after Shachris, asks the Gemara the following question. Kama yisha bein tefillah letefillah. How much time does a person need to give between one tefillah and the next? Ravuna Rav Chizda. Chad amar kadesha tischanin daito alav. One says the amount of time for him to put his thoughts together to order a new set of tefillah. Important to emphasize that in the time of Chazal, people really prepared themselves for davening. As the Gemara will tell us later on, the Chasidim Harishonim, actually it's the Mishnah we're about to get to. The Chassidim HaRishonim used to, on our daf, next Mishnah of the fifth parak, the Chassidim HaRishonim used to wait a full hour before they would daven to prepare. The Chad Omer and another explained that what is the time necessary for? Kedesha Tischolel Daito Olav. In order that he should, mind should be clear to be able to entreat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. According to Rashi, there's no machlokis over here between Rav Huna and Chizda, and both of them just choose different expressions. One chose the expression Shetischone, and the other Shetischola. The Art Scroll Gemara, the Hebrew Gemara, quotes Rabbeinu Chananel in the Aruch, as quoted by the Aruch, as saying that the difference between the two is that Chinun refers to a bakasha, a begging of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept one's tefillah, and the Lashon of Chilui is asking Mechila that one did not have appropriate kavana previously. But according to Rashi, there's no machlokas. Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat is attractive because why would the Gemara quote just simply two different ways of saying the exact same thing? Says the Gemara, Manda Amar Kadesha Tiskanin Daito Alav, the Manda Amar, who says that in order that his mind should be Miyushav for Tchina, Tichsiv, it finds a source in Parshas Vaschan of Eschanan El Hashem, as the Torah describes, to be Mechanein, to entreat in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umad Amar Kadesha Tischol Al Daito Alav, Tichsiv Ayochel Moshe. Now here we use the word entreat for Vaschanan, one also would have used the word Vayochel also to entreat. Again, according to Rashi, there is no difference between the two. According to the Aruch, quoting Rabbeinu Chananel, there would be a difference. Vayochel Moshe, Vayichal Moshe, Vayispalel Moshe Rabbeinu davened, and that's the Lashon of Chilul. So it could be they're just simply quoting two psukim, or those two different psukim have two different meanings. We put a big period over here, four lines from the end of the parak. Amar Avon and Amar Rav. Tov lo izkir shel Rosh Chodesh Arvis e'matzir nosa. If you make a mistake and you don't say Alv Yavon Rosh Chodesh when you're supposed to, the individual does not go back and repeat Shmoneh Esrei. V'fi she'ein bezni mikadshin es ha'chodesh el b'yom. Because Kiddush HaChodesh only takes place during the day. Period. Amar Meva, Misabra Milsa Derav V'Chodesh Molei Av L'Chodesh Chosem Machzir Noso. It would be logical if that would be the reason that this would only apply if it's a full month. But if it was a month that was a Choser, Av L'Chodesh Choser Machzir Noso, then in such a case, you would go back. A month that has 30 days is called a Molei. And then you have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, the 30th day, and the first day of the next month. A month that is chaser, so then the Rosh Chodesh is only the first day. If you only have 1 day of Rosh Chodesh, so then in such a case, if you miss saying Yalav Yavo and Ma'ariv, you will not have another opportunity to say Yalav Yavo at night. That, Rashi explains, is the rationale of the Gemara over here. That the Gemara is saying that if you have a full month, so then in such a case, just because you missed it on the night of the 30th, you'll get it on the night of the 1st. On the other hand, if you go straight from the 29th to the 1st and you don't have a 30th, then you will never have Yalav Yavo at Ma'ariv for that particular month. What you're saying is intelligent, but incorrect. Michti, Rav Taima Kama. Rav told us the reason why you don't repeat. What was the reason? Ein Mikachin, Kiddush HaChodesh Balayla, Ela Bayom. Kiddush HaChodesh is not done at night. In all cases, it's not done at night. Mali Chosa, Mali Mole, Ela Lo Shna. There's no difference between the two. And this is how we pass in the Halacha, that if a person misses Yalav Yavo on the night of Rosh Chodesh, he does not repeat. Bezras Hashem, we have completed 4 prakim in Shas. Daf Lamed, we will conclude over here. Tomorrow, we will have a long daf in Daf Lamed Aleph. Bezras Hashem, now we go to the Halacha section. Bezras Hashem, our first topic, La Halacha, on Daf Lamed, is the Halachos of standing during davening, and standing in instances where it is difficult to daven because one is traveling, for example, on a bus or on an airplane. The significance of standing in tefillah really comes to the fore when the Gemara describes a machlokes tanoim, where a person has the following choice. 20 lines from the bottom, or even less than that, on Lamed Amud Aleph, the Gemara describes an individual who is getting ready to go on a trip. He must go on a trip, no two ways about it, and leave at this particular time. He could daven after Alos HaShachar, which b'di'evit is acceptable for davening, but he must be in the wagon already at the time of Kriya Shema. What should he do? Should he daven Shemona Esrei standing after Alos, and then say Kriya Shema in the wagon, but he will lose out Smichas Gula Lutfila? Or do the other way around. Daven Shemona Esrei after Kriya Shema, the way we normally do, however he will end up sitting. The Gemara says that standing trumps, according to one man, the Amar, and this is how we pass in the halacha and simin pei tes. B'shas hadchak, the mechaber writes, that one should stand after Alos HaShachar and Davin, and then be go out of order. And the mechaber concludes, v'afal pi shein esomach gula tefila, hachi adif tvei sheyispalo b'beisa me'umad. It's better that he prays in his house standing, mimashi yispal mizmana, even though ultimately he'll end up davening after Nates, which is the ideal time, or at the time of Nates, v'umahalech v'yismoch gula tefila. If you're sitting and going on the way, then that is not the ideal form of tefila. Despite the fact that this is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, there are two very important points that the poskim make, and then we will extend those points to modern examples where people have the tension of sitting versus standing, where sitting might be a more lechatchila form of tefillah than actually standing. Firstly, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Mem Beis of that simin of Peites comments that Rova Olam Ein Nizarim Bezeh. Most people are not careful about this. They're not careful to get up at Alos HaShachar and daven first and then say Kriya Shema. The Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Magen Avraham raises the possibility that even though in Shulchan Aruch it seems like we follow the Man D'Amar that says standing is more important than Smichas Gula L'Tfila, the Magen Avraham suggests maybe we actually sometimes follow the other opinion of our Gemara and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and the Minhag HaOlam went, it's hard to understand this to the end, that the Minhag HaOlam went, according to the opinion that is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that Smichas Gula L'Tfila is better when one is sitting than davening beforehand standing. Secondly, it's important to note that even though we paskin that Amida is so important that it takes precedence over Smichas Gula L'Tfila, however, our great Rebbe Rav Nevenzahl, and this is already brought out as well in a tshuva from the great Posek Hador Rav Moshe Feinstein, point out that there are times where standing is detrimental as opposed to beneficial. Commenting on this psak in Shulchan Aruch, Rav Nevenzahl comments the following. Tzarech iyun itfila mu'umad adifa mitfila biyeshiva b'mechonit v'samech gu'ulo l'tfila. If a person is traveling in a car, he says, he's not sure if it's preferable to choose davening before the car ride after Alos HaShachar versus davening sitting in the car and being able to be somech gu'ula l'tfila. What's the question? Isn't it a psak mefurish in Shulchan Aruch? It seems that what Rav Nevenzahl is saying is the following. In the case of where you are riding in a wagon, in such a case, anyhow, it is hard for you to concentrate. If you're not the driver in a car, maybe it will be better to be somech gu'ula l'tfila and do it sitting rather than standing and not being able to be mitzaref smichas gu'ula l'tfila. Of course, Rav Nevenzahl Suffolk also might relate to the fact that the Magen Avraham is not sure that we paskin this way in Shulchan Aruch. Hence, Rav Nevinzal seems to leave open the possibility that this whole halacha, that davening standing is better, is only in a case of where a person is going out, as the Gemara described, in a ship and in a wagon where it would be hard to concentrate, but maybe he leaves over the possibility a car being different. Those are the first 2 points. Thirdly, Rav Nevinzal continues, he says it's a davar pashut, that if you're driving, you're in a car, that you should not attempt to stand and to bend over. Because in such a case, then you will lose your kavana. V'nir d'alkapanim lo yispal ba'amida mimechonit nosatim yocholeshev, mipnesha ba'amida tiltulei amechonit mafriim yoser l'chavonoso, it will disturb a person's kavana. Point number three, actually, Rav Moshe Feinstein himself makes in a tshuva. In Orach Chaim, Chelek Dalet, Simen Chof, Rav Moshe writes about someone who's traveling in an airplane. A person who sat in an airplane, it's considered as if they davened, they do not need to repeat Shemona Esrei. It's better to sit if that will hurt your kavana. So point number three is made both by Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and Rav Nevinzal Shlita, that there are times it's better to sit, even though the Psak of Halacha says that standing is so important, it preempts Geula L'Tfila. Rav Nevinzal does though, leave open the following question. And that is, on an airplane, he claims, where it doesn't shake too much, maybe a person will have better kavana, and therefore he can just as good kavana, and therefore he says, "Lochein yispal b'amida im yochol b'lo dochek." If a person could daven standing on an airplane, he should do that, and it would be better than sitting, and it could very well then be that in such a case, then it's possible that standing is so chashuv, it would preempt even smichas geula l'tfila. However, there are two more psakim from Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, the Rebbe of Reb Nevinzal, that are important to keep in mind, that Reb Nevinzal does not mention the ha'aris to Simen Pei Tes, which are very important. In Sefer Halicha Shlomo, in Hilchos Tfila, Reb Shlomo Zalman is quoted in Perek Shmini, page Tzadivav in Halicha Shlomo, Perek Shmini, Si'if Dalid, Hey, in footnote number 12, Reb Shlomo Zalman says something which is very striking. And many have intuned this already, but it's important to have an Ilan Gadol to hang an opinion on. He writes, as far as standing in regards to tefillah, there is no problem, he writes, to make a minyan on an airplane, even though there is no mechitza, because they are davening ba'akra'i. This was a famous idea that Rav Soloveitchik as well had developed, that mechitza is halacha in Beis HaKnesses. This would be a raya that Rav Shlomo Zalman took a very similar type of approach. Of course, this has been the minhag ha'olam. And then in the footnote, here comes the important point. Umikol makom lo haisadas rabbeinu noche marichas minyan l'tfila b'shas hatida ki adover mafri l'shar anashim hanimtzaim sham. A minyan, Reb Shlomo Zalman said, often disturbs the others on the flight, and therefore Reb Shlomo Zalman is quoted in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo as being opposed. Reb Nevinzal does not mention this here. In no way, of course, would he disagree with his Rebbe. He was talking about a case where it's not mafriya. It doesn't disturb, simply standing. What would emerge, though, are the following yesodos lahalacha. Number one, if a person could choose between standing or sitting, he most definitely should choose standing, to the point that in the Shulchan Aruch, even at the expense of smichas geula tefillah, would be acceptable, with two caveats. Number one, the Mishnah Berurah says that there are times that people were noeg to choose smichas geula tefillah and sit as opposed to stand, even though that does not seem to be the conventional psak. Number two is Rav Nevinzal says, if one is sitting in a car, that might not be as bad as sitting in a wagon, and there one can concentrate. So then in a car, if one can concentrate, it's Rav Neman Sal leaves open the possibility that it even be better than davening beforehand before the appropriate zman. The second point, when it comes to standing, standing is only an advantage when it helps your kavana. But if standing is going to hurt your kavana, Rabbi Feinstein says that one can most definitely sit when one is on an airplane if standing will hurt your kavana. Rav Neman Sal leaves open the possibility that standing is difficult in a wagon, in a car, but in an airplane it would not be. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was opposed to making minyanim on the airplane because it is mafriya others, it disturbs others. It seems that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Kedarko Bekodesh, was taking into account the Chilul Hashem that would come as a result of organizing such a minyan. Finally, I would like to add one contemporary point that all the Svarim, when they were written, was not dealing with the reality that we have today, and that is what I would describe as television addiction, movie addiction, media addiction, which actually relates to the halachos of tefillah on an airplane. And that is, it could be today. We're not talking about going to a place that would disturb someone. If a person went to a corner that would most definitely not disturb anyone, it could be that's hard to do, that might be better, I would argue, today than sitting in one's chair in a case of where there are movies that are being played in front of oneself. Unfortunately, nowadays, many of the airlines have monitors that are in front of every seat, and that means that you could be exposed to 8 different channels, and unfortunately, if there are 8 people who are sitting in front of you and they're watching 8 different channels, the odds are that one of them is watching, whether they thought or chose to watch that or not, but are watching things that are inappropriate, that there are women that are dressed inappropriately in front of our face. In such a case, then it would be better for a person to pick up and go to a quiet corner in the airplane, even if it wouldn't mean making a minyan, which would disturb others. If it would disturb others, so then a person has a chiyuv to close his eyes and make sure that he's not davening in front of the erva. And in general, even if it's not an inappropriate showing, but still, for those of us who like sports, that could also be distracting. So a person would need to keep that in mind as well in terms of davening on an airplane. Our second halacha topic is the halachos of someone who forgot to say L'yala V'yavad. Let's show how these halachos emerge from the Gemara itself. The Gemara on Lamed Amid Beis concludes the perek telling us that if a person makes a mistake and does not include Yal V'yavo on the Nevar Shchodesh, he does not repeat Shmona Esrei, unlike Shachris and Mincha, where Shmona Esrei is necessary to be repeated if Shmona Esrei is concluded without Yal V'yavo being said. And that is halacha number one, that we do not repeat in Ma'ariv because Ein Kadshin Ela B'yom, the Iker Kiddush of the Rosh Chodesh, comes about specifically in the day. This is codified in Simen Taf Chav Beis, and it really is the Gemara on Daf Lamed Amud Beis. If we go back in Amud to Chav Tes Amud Beis, we will see a few other halachos in regards to Yala V'yava. On the top of Chav Tes Amud Beis, we have the following halachos, 3 lines from the top. Tov Elo Hisker Shel Rosh Chodesh Ba'avoda Chozer La'avoda. If a person remembers while he was saying Ritzei that he did not say Yala V'yavo, that he passed through Ritzei, he began the bracha of V'zechazenu, so then in such a case, he goes back to Ritzei. Let's be more precise. He goes back and he stops. Let's use the word stop over here. He stops where he is, and then he says Yala V'yavo. Now here, we find this in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber paskins this in Simen Taf Chav bathe. Avalim lo amaro shachris u'mincha machzirin also. If you forget in shachris u'mincha, then you do repeat. V'im nizkar kodem sheyischol modim. If you remember before you start modim, omer b'mochum sheniskar. He should say it at the place where he remembers. So let's say he starts v'zechazena einenu b'shuvcha l'tzion b'rachamim, and then he remembers, so he should mention right then and there. Now what should he say? So Rav Nevensal says that Rav Shlomo Zalman said that one should say a full-fledged Yalav Yavo. He just picks up right there before Baruch Atah Alamachzir Shchinaso. So then, in such a case, he starts Lokeinu Elokeinu Aseinu Yalav Yavo. He does mention, Medumani, says Rav Nevensal, that there are some who say that all you say is Zachreinu Latova B'Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, and then continue on in the Bracha of Zechazenu. But we do not follow this opinion. What we follow is that we say all of Yalav V'Yavo. That is in the case of where a person remembers before he started Modim. This would apply, even says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Hey, that even if he concluded the Bracha of Amachzir Shchinaso L'Tzion, so then in such a case, then he would say Yalav V'Yavo at that moment. Once he starts Modim, so then in such a case, he's got to go back. He has to go back to Ritzei. That's why we had that expression before, to go back. He goes back to Ritzei. And that's exactly what we read in the Gemara. We're just showing that the Shulchan Aruch is just a more elaborate and more detailed expansion of the Gemara. Five lines from the top, four lines from the top on Chav Tes Amid Beis. Nisker Bahada Chozer Lavoda. So then in such a case, he goes back to Avoda, and that means, says the Mechaber, v'im lo nizkar achar sheyischol modim, im nizkar kodem sheyischol tfilaso, chozer l'ritzei. If he remembers before he concluded Shmon Esrei, so then in such a case, he goes back to Ritzei, and then he inserts Yalav Yavo over there. If, however, he concluded Shmon Esrei, so then in such a case, as we learned yesterday, when he's Oker Raglov, says the Mechaber, so then in such a case, then he's concluded Shmona Esrei, so then the halacha is that he needs to go back and repeat all of Shmona Esrei, with, of course, Yalav Yavo. There is one more halacha that is not well known. In fact, someone asked me the Shaila this past year, and it's Chata Ayanima Skirayom. I did not take this opinion that the Mishnah Berurah quotes over here in Sif Katan Dalet into account, and that is the following question. What happens if a person asks you on Rosh Chodesh, "Oi, I realize that I forgot to say Yalav Yavo." You do so instinctively, you repeat Shmona Esrei. However, says the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Knesset HaGdolah in Sif Katan Dalet, that all of these halachas are only if a person did not daven Musaf. Once an individual davened Musaf, so then in such a case, he was Yotze B'dieved because he mentioned the Kedushas Hayom already in Musaf. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah seems to mention, and almost, I would say, even conclude, his words are Yesh la'akel bazal kol panim biyachid b'di'eved, that b'di'eved one could be mekel. However, he does quote, for those of us who've erred in that, at least we could take some comfort in this, that the Rajva clearly disagrees with this and says that everybody goes back. He quotes that the Mishnah Berurah, that is, quotes the Maruk Tzir Rav Yaakov Emden, who says that we follow this Rajva, that you would go back. However, he suggests that person should make a tnai that if he's not chayiv, the tefillah should be a tefillas nedava. Finally, our last halacha about repeating Yalav Yavo in instances where one forgot, what happens if one has a suffix? Says the Ramah, v'imu suffix im hizker olo, ein tzarech lachzor. So if a person has a suffix, so then in such a case, he does not repeat. However, here might be a case where the psak of the Ramah is followed by some, but the Mishnah Berurah says that the Achronim reject this psak of the Ramah. The rationale for the Ramah is that we have a rule that if a person repeats something within 30 days, in such a case, then he will not forget. And since within 30 days, last time he said Yalav Yavo, so then, by the way, the assumption there would be that last time he did say Yalav Yavo, then this time it's likely that he did not forget. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Umikol Malkum LaHalacha Lo Naktinan Kim, the Rov Achronim Kimat Kulam Cholkin Al Zeh, the Sovereign Da Filu Bafeg, Tzarech Lachzor L'Spalo. So it seems that we do not follow the Psak of the Ramah. It's a collector's item, where one of those cases where Minig Ashkenaz is not to follow the Psak of the Ramah. Most poskim reject it, and therefore, if a Suffolk, one needs to repeat. So just to go over our halachos quickly. Ma'ariv, one does not repeat. If one forgot during Shachris, some who said that if you daven Musaf, you would not repeat the Shemona Esrei, that is a big discussion. It seems like many hold you do best to say over with Tfilas Nedava. If you remember that you missed Yal Yavo within Ritzei, so then in such a case you stop. In other words, in the Bracha V'Zechazenu, you stop and you insert it right there. Our custom is to insert it exact Yalav Yavo of Elokeinu V'Kevaseinu, not just the abridged Zachreinu L'Tova. And then, if you remember before the conclusion of Shemona Esrei, then you go back to Ritzei. If you've forgotten after Shemona Esrei, you go back. And Safek, we paskin as well that one needs to go back. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halachos of Daf Lamed. And Baruch Hashem, we've been zocha to complete another perek in the Daf and the Halacha. Our last set of Halachos for Daf Lamed, and it is packed with Halachos. Today we will do three topics of Halacha, is a topic of Tfilas Haderech. When exactly is one chayiv to say Tfilas Haderech? Let's take a look and teach some of the Halachos and learn together from the Gemara and the Rashi. We did not emphasize this when we did the Daf, but the Gemara tells us that the time that one needs to say Tfilas Haderech, three lines from the top in Lamed Amud Aleph, Rav Yaakov says in the name of Rav Chisda, Misha Shemahalech Baderech, at the time that he goes on the way, and the Gemara then asks, how long is that distance? Ad Parsa, up until a Parsa. So then we describe what a Parsa is, that it is four times, three quarters of a mile, a distance of 8,000 amos. But what exactly is the Gemara saying ad parsa? That we did not discuss. Let's look into the Rashi, and let's Be'ezer Hashem apply it halacha l'maisa. Rashi in Dibar Maskla ad l'parsa says, avolo la'acher shahalach parsa. That the chiyuv of Tfilas Haderech is within the first parsa. When you're traveling on the way, anytime that you're chayiv, the first parsa is when you're supposed to say Tfilas Haderech. Afterwards is too late. That's how Rashi learns ad parsa. The Bahag, the Baal Halachas Gedolos, continues Rashi, learns differently. Ad kami yivakesh leilech shu tzarech l'spalo ad parsa afilu ein lo leilech ela ad parsa. What is the minimal distance of travel that you need to do to be chayiv in Tfilas Haderech, says the Baal Halachas Gedolos? It's a parsa. It's four times three quarters of a mile, 8,000 amos. In Shulchan Aruch, the opinion of the Bahag is the primary understanding, even though Rashi gets honorable mention. Says the Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Kuf Yud Aleph Siv Zayin, Omer Osa Achar Shehichzik Bederech, you say Tfilas Haderech once you're on the way, as we saw three lines from the top in the Gemara, Ve'en Lo Amra Elim Ken Yesho Leilech Parsa. The only time that you're supposed to say Tfilas Haderech is if you're going more, a parsa more. Aval pachos mi parsa lo yachdom bebaruch. Less than a parsa, then it doesn't get a concluding bracha. So anything more than a travel of a little less than 4 miles, between 3.5 and 4 miles, can entitle a person la halacha for a requirement of Tfilas Haderech, like the Bahag understood in the Gemara. Rashi gets honorable mention because the Shulchan Aruch adds in parentheses, Ulechatzilo Yomar Osa Beparsa Rishona. L'chatchila, one is supposed to say Tfilas HaDerech within the first parsa. That was Rashi's understanding of the Gemara, as well as Rabbeinu Yonah. Following the above logic of the Bahag, the Mechaber concludes, what happens if you forgot to say Tfilas HaDerech? Could you still say Tfilas HaDerech? You got it. Until the last parsa, you're able to say. Because the chiyuv of Tfilas HaDerech is if a person is traveling parsa. Vim shachach mila amar yomar so kol zman shu b'derech, says the Mechaber in Siv Zayin of Kuf Yud, u'belvach lo yigia tov parsa smuch al yir. Once within a parsa, so then there isn't a chiyuv of Tfilas HaDerech. If we stopped right here, what would emerge is any time a person is traveling between 3.5 and 4 miles, automatically they would make a bracha of Tfilas HaDerech. However, we do not do that, and the reason for that is based on the Be'er Halacha in Dibur HaMasel Ve'Ein Lamra, and this is the psak of the Tehillah LeDavid. Rav Shlomo Zalman went with the psak of the Tehillah LeDavid all the way. We will see that the Chazon Ish went with part of the way. The Be'er Halacha in Dibur HaMasel Ve'Ein Lamra says that all of these halachos only apply when you're passing in an area where you are a parsa distance from civilization. Civilization would be a city, a significant town. However, if along the road you're constantly passing other areas, other towns, villages, and cities, the Be'er Halacha raises the question, it could very well be that there would not be a chiyuv of Tfilas HaDerech. This might be talui v'amevin yavin in the machlokis between Rashi and the Bahag. According to the Bahag, we will flesh out, the whole chiyuv is that you're leaving a parsa's worth of civilization and you're more likely to be in danger. The Tehillah LeDavid rules according to this side of the Be'er Halacha, and Rav Nevensal quotes in his Ha'aros, and it appears in the Shalos Teshuvah Mincha Shlomo in Fila Perek Mof Aleph, that any time you are passing within the radius of a parsa of Yishuvim, so then there won't be a chiyuv of Tfilas HaDerech. Hence, Rav Shlomo Zalman taught Lahalacha that traveling from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak, and you could plug the same thing in, from traveling from Flatbush to Staten Island, and from Staten Island to the five towns, etc., etc., that if you're not going to pass a place where there's no settlement within 3.5 to 4 miles from the place that you're passing, in such a case, there would be no chiyuv to say Tfilas HaDerech, and it should not be said with the Shem U'Malchus. Rav Nevensal leaves open what would Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal say about Arab villages, and he says that what he did hear from Rav Shlomo Zalman is that any time there is border patrol here in Israel, we have checkpoints that are within the parsa, so then in such a case, then as well, Rav Shlomo Zalman going with this Tehillah LeDavid until the end, he felt that one should not say Tfilas HaDerech. At least, certainly, without Shem U'Malchus. The Chazon Ish is quoted in the Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu, which is quoted in the Pnine Halacha of the Ozer of Ahadar edition, as having a slightly different shita, and that is that he says that since there are sakanas today on the road, it could very well be a Tfilas HaDerech would be appropriate even within the Yishuv. And therefore, he said, if someone wants to say Tfilas HaDerech, do not stop him. Particularly, he was discussed an example of going from Bnei Brak to Tel Aviv, that riding in cars today is dangerous. Rav Shlomo Zalman responds to that argument in the above-mentioned Halicha Shlomo, excuse me, I might have said last time, in the Tshuvas Mincha Shlomo, in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo, in Tefillah, Perek Avalid, that if we're going to take that argument, that any time one rides in the street, then that would require Tfilas HaDerech, and we have the rules of Chazal, and that is only traveling when it comes to a parsa. It seems that Rav Soloveitchik did not follow the more constricted approach of Rav Shlomo Zalman, In the Nefesh HaRav, Rav Shechter quotes that Rav Soloveitchik said Bilas HaDerech the first few times that he traveled on the airplane, and he said it's a psychological phenomenon. When a person feels insecure, then he says the halacha, then he says the bracha of Tfilas HaDerech. After a while, when he got so used to commuting back and forth from Boston to New York, then he ceased saying Tfilas HaDerech. It would seem that Rav Shlomo Zalman's argument fits very well in the Gemara, and that Meikar Dedina, if one has that emotional awareness to say Tfilas HaDerech, maybe it should be said without shame in those instances when he's within a parsa of the Yishuv the entire time. If it's a Safek, well, you might very well have the opinion of Rashi that would say that in all cases you say it, Vam Evin Yavin, and certainly the Be'er Halacha is Mesupak, there might be a lot of room in such a case to say, as well as the fact that the Chazon Ish pointed out that Tfilas HaDerech is appropriate today also because of the terrible phenomenon of traffic accidents. Finally, we mentioned in terms of flying in an airplane, and Rav Soloveitchik even saying Tfilas HaDerech from Boston to New York, there is a brilliant approach of the Rugachever going, that Rugachever felt that one does not say Tfilas HaDerech when traveling on an airplane. And the reason for that, the Rugachever had a raya from the sugya of Shiluach HaKein in the end of Maseches Chulin, that the Gemara there describes, if you have a cane, a nest, that is resting in the air, let's say it's, the Gemara discusses, on the top of someone's head, so the Gemara says that it's not considered baderech. In the air is not considered baderech, and the Pasuk describes Shiluach HaKein as if you when you meet it, baderech. Says the Rugachever, the tefillah is called tefillah haderech. The air is not called derech. Hence, he said, there's no tefillah haderech that's said for an airplane. Rav Nevinzal quotes that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal disagrees and said that one does say tefillah haderech on an airplane. Rugachever's going a brilliant raya, notwithstanding, if one is going far up into the air, then that's definitely outside of a parsa, or Shlomo Zalman would argue. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halachos from Daf Lamed.